Welcome to another episode of the Spiritually Persistent Entrepreneur with your host, Sharon Wilson, founder and chief inspiration officer of coaching from Spirit Institute and master spiritual business mentor. The intention of this show is to provide transformational tips, tools, strategies, and resources that support and empower you to soar and shine in your business now. Enjoy.
So excited for our guest today. In our talk today, he'll be sharing about lessons learned from a Silicon Valley exec turned conscious entrepreneur. And it is an amazing story. I'm so excited to have our guest today. Let me tell you a little bit about him. He is a featured teacher in the Manifesting Movie and founder of spiritualgrowthevents.com. He's also a certified firewalk instructor by Sundor's Peggy Dillon. She taught Tony Robbins how to firewalk. I did that firewalk. That was crazy. He swum with wild dolphins in the Bahamas. I want to do that. He's bent spoons with the Monroe Institute. I'd love to do that. I mean, have you heard of the CIA Stargate program? Well, he's really involved in all of that. He left a six-figure Silicon Valley job to become a conscious entrepreneur, and he is a grateful full-time single father in sunny California. And I'm so excited to have with us today, Chris Cade. Chris, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, Sharon. It is a pleasure to be here, and I'm looking forward to serving and just seeing what unfolds for us.
Absolutely. I love what you were saying in our intentions. Just you're here to serve and to play. And what else? That's it.
That's all there is in this.
That's all there is. So, Chris, because my podcast is called The Spiritually Persistent Entrepreneur, I always ask all my guests, what does being a spiritually persistent entrepreneur mean to you?
It means on days like today, when I wake up and think the day is going well, and get an email from my email provider saying, hey, by the way, we got some spam complaints and we're going to shut you down.
Complain about what you send out.
Anyway. Right, exactly. And, you know,
it's amazing.
Right, exactly. There is no spam there. So I don't know what it is. And I make people confirm their email address. There's a lot of clarity and all that. So, but of course, it dug right into my gut immediately as this survival thing, like, oh, I'm going to lose this valuable asset, my way to communicate with the community who I serve. And so, it was tied into purpose and service and spirituality. And so, you know, at first I kind of, went through my little like ego freak out, like, feeling into it. And then, got very practical. Like, okay, write an email back to them. Say, hey, by the way, I've already talked with their CEO. We were clear on this years ago. I'm going to take it up with him. So don't do anything rash. I drop an email to the CEO, right? So kind of starting with the practical pieces, put one foot on front of the ground. And I think that's part of being a spiritually persistent entrepreneur is we don't just pray and meditate and hope things work out. We pray and meditate and then we do the work. We go into the world and do what needs to be done to get the job done. And so that's what I was doing on this part, but I was still freaking out inside. I hadn't spiritually grounded yet, honestly. And so through that, I also did a little bit of brief research. I'm like, okay, I've got a backup plan in case this really does go, south. And I was still just kind of frictiony. And I'm like, and I've got a podcast interview today. Like, I can't show up like with all this frictiony energy. I mean, I could, that would be true and honest and present, but it's not how I wanted to show up. And it's not grounding in the spirit of the moment. And so I was like, okay, what do I need to do? I'm like, okay, first thing to do is shake it off. Go like clean something, go like do a household chore, like something that just pulls me away entirely from the tension of what I was doing, kind of like an NLP, they call the pattern interrupt.
Right.
And then the next thing I did is like, okay, before this interview, I'm just going to sit down and meditate, only 10 minutes, nothing big, but just dropping ground. And in doing that, I just, I felt so much better and I felt clearer and more at peace and at calm. And yes, that situation is still existing unresolved. But I stepped away from when it first happened and I was checking my email like every 5 minutes waiting for a reply to going, dude, I've handed it to the universe, right? I've done what I can. Can I ground myself? Can I go meditate? Can I go have a great time with Sharon? And we're just going to see what unfolds and serve. And so to me, that is the essence of being a spiritual entrepreneur is we actually are persistent with what needs to happen. And when we do start to lose ourselves, we find our grounding and we align with spirit. We trust we've got a partner so that when we take those steps, we're just not doing it alone.
Oh my gosh. I couldn't have said that any better. And you know, you just illustrated, and I'm holding the intention because we're in a divine mastermind here. So I'm holding the intention and we're all holding the intention that this easily resolves that, you know, and you just text me. Okay. And say like, hey, this is what happened. Cause then I'll hold the space, but we're going to just hold the energy because as I mentioned to you, I've had stuff like that happen and, you know, even worse, you know, my site getting hacked and all kinds of things. And, you know, it is just really like at your solar plexus, you know, it just really is that whole sense of safety, security, connection, all of that. So we're all holding the vision and holding the energy and sending resolving energy, easily resolving energy for this situation. So I would love to hear back because I know a lot of times, you know, if I'm on with a client or a colleague or something and we're holding that energy, they'll say, oh my gosh, well, we were talking, something came through and it all worked out. So I would love to hear that. But, you know, this is a theme, isn't it? So in your life, and you're going to talk more about your experience, what's kind of been, you know, the spiritual theme or divine curriculum that's helped you to activate this, you know, so that you could really be able to recognize that you needed to manage your energy. And thank you for being so transparent, because just because we're focused on intention and spirituality and, you know, and alignment, I mean, we're human. And so, you know, daily we're being pulled off into other areas or moment to moment, you know, we have to be managing that energy. So thank you for being so transparent that, of course, you know, you had a human reaction to it. And then you had to really, and that's the persistent part to me, the spiritually persistent part is going back to your practices, going back to your source, going back to partnering with inner guidance whenever something looks like it's scary or it's a mess or it's irritating or, you know, any of those lower vibrational energies. So anything you want to share before we go into kind of your whole journey, which I would love you to share more about, but has there been a spiritual theme or as I call it, a divine curriculum kind of wish you, what you wish you knew then that you know now, Chris?
Yes. And we'll dive more into this in my path, but at the heart of it, I wish I knew that being present offers everything that I want and everything I thought I wanted, even at an ego level. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't realize when I started the spiritual journey that presence would offer me things like more financial abundance, amazing relationships, better physical health, you know, better physical performance. Mm-hmm. I mean, just all these things that the ego seeks and grasps and wants. And the ego just distorts it and finds the wrong ways to go about it and hardens and tightens. And what I found in my experience is that by being present, by being truly present, there is an opening that allows these things to naturally flourish, allows me to naturally show up as my best self and step into all those things that I want in ways that often I couldn't ever have imagined. You know, I've come to say to myself, this or something better, even with the email situation we're talking mm-hmm. about, being present, this or something better, you know, because that's how I look at the conflicts and the challenges in life. You know, when I was getting divorced right after I started my spiritual path and becoming an entrepreneur and all that, you know, there was a part of me that said, yeah, this is deconstructing what doesn't work in my life. So that I can then put things back together in ways that truly work for this or something better.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That gave me goosebumps. So let's just dive in and tell us your story. I mean, this, you know, when we first met and we first had our energy connection, which I do with all of the people that I'm interested in having be a guest on my podcast, we always have what I call an energy connection to really connect and see, you know, does this feel like a match, to really kind of get a better sense of the person and the alignment. And I was just really blown away by your whole story. So can you share a little bit about your journey and how you got to what you're doing now? And you can share more about what you're doing now too, but really for people to really get a sense of, no matter where you are, you know, there are these breadcrumbs, you know, that are showing up, that are moving us into kind of like our higher potentiality, you know, our higher consciousness, and what we're capable of is a light on this planet. So why don't you just tell a little bit about your story?
Yeah, for sure. And I will keep it short because it can be a very long story. When people say long story, I'll spare it to you. It's like, but it's essential. So I will condense it. I'll give you the cliff notes.
Okay, sure.
You know, back, you know, out of college, I immediately went into tech and quickly worked my way up the ladder in a startup that got bought by Hitachi. I had already had experience at Adobe. So I was in Silicon Valley at two of the top companies. Mm-hmm. And as I was working my way up, I quickly got into that six-figure position. I wasn't even 30. I mean, I was still in my 20s when I was hitting six figures, mm-hmm. getting raises, bonuses, promotions, you know, the whole nine yards, and just doing fantastic. And, you know, married, hit on the way, still, you know, had the condo in Silicon Valley. I, you know, my 401k was already like six figures. I mean, it was just, I was just crushing it. I had the white picket fence dream. Right. But what I didn't have was any sense of self-awareness. Mm. I didn't have the part of me that would meet my partner, my wife, where she was at. And so when she would bring up issues in the relationship, I would listen for a couple hours. I'd pick up the rug and I'd sweep everything under as though she never said a word. Mm-hmm. I had low self-esteem. I had a fear of failure, a fear of rejection, codependency tendencies. And so after a while, she just was kind of sick of that. She had a spiritual path. It was supportive for her. And I had my six-figure salary and that was about it. Mm-hmm. And so she told me straight up, either get a spiritual path or get a divorce lawyer. Mm-hmm. And my first thought was, yeah, I'd like to throw you through that window right now because you're threatening to take away my nice, pretty white picket fence of married right. life. But we're on the second floor and you're carrying my future son. So that's a bad idea. I would end up in jail. People are dead. Yeah, we're not going to do that. So
good plan.
After enough anger and tantrum pouting, I went to the bookstore and started looking random titles. Just picking things off the shelf, finally caught one that said, think logically, live intuitively. I'm like, that's me. Because and I'm like, okay, well, I'll open to a random page, see what it has.
Wow.
I'll open to a random page, and the random page says, this whole book is dedicated to my niece because she asked spirituality, what's in it for me? Why should I even care about spirituality? I'm like, yep, that's me. I don't care, don't want it, don't need it, but I don't want a divorce. Right. So I read the book and I liked it and it surprised me. And there was like resources and, you know, in the back of the book about all this guy's journey and other things that he found supportive. So I started reading more books. Eventually I went to a workshop with the Neuro Institute, as you mentioned in my bio, and it was kind of their introductory workshop. And while there, both of the facilitators were students of a path called the Diamond Approach. And I didn't really know anything about it. Again, didn't care, but I was having fun with this whole, you know, remote viewing out of body type experiences that mm-hmm. the Neuro Institute was known for. And, you know, one of the facilitators was sitting with me after session one night and just said, you know, you probably do want to look into the Diamond Approach. The questions you're asking are deeper than what we're covering here. I said, okay, fine. So, you know, I did what I did with my Silicon Valley check. I would buy a bunch of books, sit them down and see which one I intuitively felt to read. And one of the ones she recommended was a book called Diamond Heart, Book One. So I have that book in front of me. didn't read it. Had it in front of me the next time, didn't read it. So after a few iterations, I finally read the book. And the second chapter on truth fundamentally changed my life. I mean, it changed the whole direction of my life to the point where I said, wow, if a chapter in a book can change my life, what could the school do? Because there is a school for the Diamond Approach. So I then went to the school and went to a weekend. And afterwards, I was like, yeah, I don't know if this is for me. Teacher goes, that's fine. You know, next time I show up, yeah, I don't know if this is for me. She goes, that's fine. 6 months I do this. I look back on my life and I go, wow, I am a fundamentally different person. I have confidence. I have courage. I'm developing presence. I don't know what this is, but I'm kind of developing. I kind of like being more in the moment, you know? And so I committed to the path and I became a student. And that was 2007 and 2008 timeframe. By the fall of 2008, I had realized I want to be a spiritual entrepreneur. And I had already had some forays into it. My wife at the time was writing spiritual stories. And I thought, hey, I'll make this website, share her spiritual stories, learn this online business thing. At the time, I still didn't care about making a difference in the world. I just wanted to retire earlier from Silicon Valley. But by 2008, doing all this work, I realized, no, I don't just want to retire early. I want to make a difference. Mm-hmm. I don't want to spend 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day working for someone else just so in the evening I can then be qualified or allowed to make a difference in someone's life.
Right.
And so I told my employer, hey, I'm going to leave in a year, which was pretty bold. And they want to know what's up. I said, I'm going to start my own business. And so then March of 2009 comes around and they said, look, we know you're planning on, leaving in about 6 months, but we're doing a whole reorg and we have these four key positions and we'd like to ask you to take one of them. It would be a step up. And I said, look, I'm honored by that, but I can't. I'm going to leave in 6 months. Like, I'm not going to do that to your company. Like, step into a role and step out of it and all the training into me and then out of me. Like, no, that's just not fair to you guys at all. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, well, let's have the other conversation. With this reorg, if you had to leave earlier than September, how would you feel about that? I said, well, I wouldn't prefer it. I was planning on that income and stuff to help me ride through. But if that's what you guys are doing, then I will receive that and I'll be okay with that. And they said, yeah, okay. And then like a week or two later, like, yeah, here's your 2 weeks notice. And it wasn't aggressive, even though it was a 2 week notice, it wasn't a mean thing. They were truly serving and supporting me because I was the only person laid off in the entire division that was profitable. And at the time I was a technical product manager. Again, like I said, working my way up. And that was the first thing, jumping off. And so they gave me severance. They bridged my service back through a startup I had been that got bought by them. They took really good care of me stepping out of there. I hired a fantastic launch team who had done $2 million launches like right back to back. Hired them, did a huge launch going, yeah, I'm coming out of, this thing. I'm going to be just a rock star spiritual entrepreneur. And what happened was my launch completely flopped. I ended up with a net loss of about $20,000 coming out of that launch after I paid affiliates, tech fees, launch team,
everything. And they're done that.
that's not what I had in mind when I said I'm going to do this thing. Mm-hmm. But it was the right kickoff. And suddenly partners were approaching me, podcast people were wanting to interview me for podcasts and summits. And, I didn't have to approach a partner for, gosh, many, many years. So it was nice that even though it was a net loss up front, it was still an investment in this direction. And it took me a little while, again, that spiritual persistent piece to go, okay, set aside the fact that I lost $20,000. What is real here? What is real is I am doing what I said I'd do. I make a difference in people's lives as the way that I show up in the world and not just this thing I get to do on the side. And so that was, like I said, 2009, big flop launch. Spirit has definitely led me down different paths, selling more products, not selling them well, realizing I'm a lot better at affiliate marketing than I am at sales conversion in my own products. And then in 2016, I remember being in a mastermind and people kept asking me, so, how's business? And I was like, yeah, it's not going well right now. And I'm not really enjoying this. I like a little bit, but I'm really not enjoying it. And then it's like, oh, wait a minute. Is this any any surprise that I don't enjoy what I'm doing and therefore my business is not doing well. Like, you know, it took me a little while for that self-awareness to kick in, but it did. And I was like, oh, okay. And on the flight home from the mastermind, I was taking a nap. Wake up from the nap and spirit was clear as day. Stop selling your products. I'm like, what? You want me to cut out my whole revenue stream? This is ridiculous. But I did. I landed. I got rid of everything, stopped selling it. A few months later, spirit says, yeah, start giving it away for free. Fine, I'll do that. So I started doing that and letting people tithe to me. And again, you know, do that. And shortly thereafter, it said, okay, go all in on your e-commerce store, the Miracle Store, which is like inspirational hats, mugs, shirts, that kind of stuff. So again, I dive in and it's like spirit goes all in. So I said, going all in. Again, I invested about 30 grand in coaching, training, technology, advertising, everything to make this thing a success. And again, I lost tens of thousands of dollars and just was like, man, what am I doing here? Like, I would have been better off not doing it. And then I started to realize I had learned something in that all of that coaching with the masterminds and especially with the Miracle Store coaching training programs I was taking is that is they said, look at the data and focus on what works. I was like, okay. And I looked and I realized that sharing events with my audience was actually working. It hadn't worked before. Summits and webinars and challenges were not profitable previously. But for some reason, at this time in my business, they were working on a small scale. I said, okay, fine. I'll try and amplify that. And I did that just sharing on Facebook, and I saw it was working. And month after month, it was growing to the point where I said, fine, this is real. I'm going to build the business. I'm going to build the email list. And that was almost 3 years ago. That was September 2020 when I started it. And it was February 2021 when I realized this is real. I need to go all in because the data is showing that it's working. The revenue is showing. And one of the best things about it is opening up to people who do events opened me up to so many new partners I would have never connected with, been able to support. And so in the last 2 years, spiritualgrowthevents.com, which you mentioned in my intro, has become the sole focus of entrepreneurship for me, of service, of the way that I show up. Because all these other failures, all these other places where, I mean, we're talking, if you count it all up, we're talking at least 100 grand in failures. You know, like all of that brought me to this place, both personally, spiritually, and entrepreneurially. So that's three things, even though I just said both, you know, to this place of just divine right alignment, things just working. And things working in ways that bring me joy, where I don't have to go to a mastermind and say, yeah, I'm not enjoying it and I'm not making money. Now I get to look at my whiteboard and go, wow, what's my next goal? You know, my word of the year is abundance. I look at that every day right above my computer on my whiteboard, just to remind me that I'm creating abundance in spirit, in finance, in finding more events to share with people, in health, in having an amazing relationship. And so it's been a wonderful experience these last 2 years to see the contrast of what happens when the spiritual and business lessons get learned, metabolized, and integrated in a way that brought me to the thing that actually works in every way. And so it's just been, it's been a long journey. I mean, you know, like I said, we started this journey back in 2006 and 2007. So 16, 17 years ago, whatever that is, you know, ups and downs and the ego thinking I had it figured out with the launch and with the Miracle Store, and realizing that the persistence and the continual return and the listening to spirit. I mean, some people could say, oh, spirit led me astray every time it told me, like, give your products away and go dive full into the Miracle Store, and then watching all of that fail. Right? People could say, oh, spirit was wrong, but no, it was the training ground. Spirit knew what I needed to show up as my best self in the future. And it knew that back in the corporate world, because there were moments when I even started as an entrepreneur in 2009, 2010, And I looked and said, wait a minute, you're telling me that all that time as a software tester and a technical product manager, that now what I do for a living is I test people's spiritual principles to see if they work, that I test my website to make sure that it serves people, that I make programs, I design things to help people. Like all these skills I used in the corporate world directly translated to what I was doing as an entrepreneur. And then that directly led to, of course, the challenges and growth opportunities and Spirit leading me into my best self, to now realizing I use all of that, everything from the corporate world to the failures to the successes. All of that is what makes it work now in ways that it wouldn't have worked if I hadn't gone through those challenges and kept moving forward.
Yeah, that, I mean, I just want everyone to really just breathe that in, because, you know, intellectually, we get the idea of, you know, everything has brought me to who I am here today, you know, every experience, everything. But really, and I've certainly, you know, after 20 plus years doing, you know, the business, I mean, we've certainly had many a time when you think something's going to work and you get the guidance, like it's going to go, and then it just doesn't seem to do that. And what I, exactly as you've said, I've said that, well, sometimes I think I was way ahead of the curve. I was way ahead vibrationally, and there's, you know, but it planted seeds, you know, for in other ways in the collective, right? And then when you can look at something, no matter what, and you know, even in the midst of it, when you're going through the pain, you know, or the worry or the fear or whatever it is, and just hold that intention that, you know, out of this something good will come. You know, I remember Louise Hay, you know, one of her affirmations, you know, out of the situation something good will come. You know, everything is working out perfectly, something like that, you know, that Louise Hay said. And it was always like, you know, out of the situation good can come. So out of any situation good can come. And we just don't see it. We don't see what's being activated in us, you know. We don't see, as we're going through whatever seems like the fire, that we're really being molded into these diamonds. Like, we don't see it. Sometimes we can look back and see it and say, oh, I can see how that connects to that situation. But sometimes we can't. I mean, sometimes I look back at things that happen and I think, I don't know. I mean, I've got this little notebook and I say, when I cross over, I've got a whole list of, well, what was that about? Because I like to know about that. And, you know, and it's things in the world, it's things in my life, it's things in other people's lives, you know, things that I look at and say, oh, I don't get it. Why that thing? Or how could that have occurred? You know, or even injustices or things like that. I just write them down in this little book, this little notebook. And I say, you know, when I cross over, I'm going to say, I got a whole notebook of stuff here. I'd like to know what was the connective piece here? What was that all about? What was the good that ultimately came out of that thing that looks like it was so horrific or looked like it was so, you know, challenging either in my life or in the world or whatever. So that's kind of like my little, you know, my little thing. I just write it down. I distract myself from it and say, I don't know how good will come out of this. I don't know what this is meant to activate, but I know that something good can come out of it, even if I don't see it. And that to me is the challenge, you know, that, and the spiritually persistent part is, no matter what we're experiencing while we're in it, just like you talked about, you know, this morning with the email stuff, you know, we have to honor our human feelings. We can't just throw them under the rug or paint pink over them and say, oh, I'm not going to have a negative feeling, you know, because that's not honoring ourselves. But to ultimately hold that space that somehow, some way things work out for me, and somehow, some way I'm taken care of, and somehow, some way, you know, I'm not doing this alone. And to me, like those core things, you know, even in our family, we always say, you know, things always work out for us eventually. I mean, one way or another, this is going to work out, even if it doesn't look so great. And that's become a mantra, you know, with my daughter and my husband. We just say, you know, somehow it works out. And, you know, and what you've talked about is such a great testimony, and especially being so transparent, because people don't talk about the launches that don't that seem to quote unquote fail. People right. don't talk about your six-figure launch and you end up losing money on it. Oh yeah, I made six figures, but I lost money on it, right. you know, with paying people and all that and whatever, you know, and everyone that's been in the business and the game for a while can certainly say absolutely, but people never hear about that. That's why I love pulling the curtain back and talking to people about, hey, listen, you know, these kinds of things happen, and it's how you, you know, perceive it. It's where you go from there. And I just love how Spirit was leading you that ultimately this is your greatest joy, is providing these amazing events. I mean, I know you brought something awesome for people, which will tell them a lot about how they can get involved in these events, but talk to people about some of the things that you are supporting people on and sponsoring in your events. And then you can tell people a little bit more about how they can get in touch with that and be able to have access to that information.
Yeah, no, basically it's, you know, the website is spiritualgrowthevents.com, and it's really about giving away free spiritual growth events. So everything from meditation to astrology to conscious business to Qigong, I mean, you know, the Enneagram, you know, you name it. If it ties into a spiritual topic, then I do my best to list it on the website. And basically you can just visit, you know, if you want to get email notifications and get the newsletter, you just go to the website and click on the get email button at the top, and then I basically send out an email every day, as long as my email provider lets me. The one today, we have some work to do there, but if not, I'll switch to another one, you know, we'll make it work, this or something better. But yeah, when you sign up, I'll send out email each day, you know, with whatever the new event is that we're listing. And then for those people listening who are actually, you know, everyone here is entrepreneurs listening. So if you have an affiliate program and you run free events like a challenge, like a summit, like a webinar, you know, and you have an affiliate program, contact me. I'd love to list it and share it with the audience too, you know, because, that's one of the great things about being a spiritual entrepreneur is you aren't just a seeker. You're also, you can benefit from both sides, both the listings of courses you might want to attend in free events, but also I'm here to serve and help more people get their message out. And that's one of the things I love so much about what I'm doing now, is I get to work with people who I never would have connected with in the past with what I was doing, and to help bring their work to larger audiences. So, you know, look, I'm happy to play and serve on both sides of that for your audience, Sharon.
Absolutely. I love that. So they can just go to spiritualgrowthevents.com/newsletter. That's a quickie way to get over there. Or they can go to your website and click, but that's a fast way to get to the newsletter. And yeah, and for entrepreneurs here that are saying, oh, I really want to be able to get my message out. Yes, absolutely. Contact Chris and they can contact you. Is there a direct email, or you want them to go to a place on your website to contact you? How do they do that?
Best thing to do is go to the website, and there's like a help desk link, and they can just click that, and then I'll go to my assistant and she'll forward it over to me and get me in the loop. So
perfect. So Chris, I'm so appreciative to you, and we've got to have you back on because I want people to really, you know, we've just kind of scratched the surface here. So is there anything you want to share with people in closing? Anything you want to, you feel guided to share with folks?
It's interesting because part of it's like, as soon as you asked that, I had a platitude like, oh, trust Spirit. It's like, no, that was the first mental thought, but it's not the first real thought. Yeah. And the first real thought is really seek presence, seek the truth of the moment, because Spirit will be guiding us. It will be speaking to us in lots of ways, big and small. And at the end of the day, when we are truly present with ourselves and we're looking for the truth of what works in our lives, and especially in our businesses, right? That was part of my journey, realizing that the truth of what works, looking at the data, looking what made me, the truth of what made me joy and the truth of what made me money worked together when I was actually present. So land in that present moment and seek the truth. Because that's going to reveal to you the joy in your business. And the joy in your business will also reveal to you the results.
Yes. Oh, that's beautiful. Absolutely. It goes hand in hand. And I know so often people will say, well, You know, and I did this myself over the years as well, you know, taking different programs or have consultants that say, no, you know, you really need to do this. This is what you really need to do. And I think, I don't know if I really want to do that. And they say, oh, no, you're great at this. You know, that was always the thing that did not work out the best.
Right.
Exactly. So you high paid consultants. Oh, absolutely. I'll help you do this, 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 and this. It's going to be great. And just, you know, so much energy poured into it, but just my heart wasn't in it. And every time I let someone else, you know, guide that because, you know, their credibility or because whatever it was, just like you're saying.
Because that launch team did two, you know, 7-figure launches right before mine flopped. Exactly.
Exactly. I mean, and, you know, and so that is such a powerful thing to really listen to your own inner guidance. And no matter what is happening, that it is, you're on your way to the highest place, and it might take some time, and as you talked about it, I mean, you know, you took some different routes, some circuitous kind of routes, and yet it was all really there from the beginning, but you weren't ready to fully step into that until you had gone through some of those things that maybe weren't such a great match for you energetically and in your own joy. And so it's just such an amazing story, powerful, powerful lessons. And we're so grateful for you, Chris, and your light. And thank you so much. I want to encourage everyone, go and get on Chris's newsletter, spiritualgrowthevents.com/newsletter, and definitely contact Chris, and he will support you in whatever way he can, and hold vision and light for whatever is happening with all his email stuff too. So that all works out in the highest way, this or something better. And that is a mantra that is so powerful when you say this or something better. And so I just really acknowledge you for all your service and your light. And thank you so much for being with us here today, Chris.
You're welcome, Sharon. I'm grateful to be of service, and I look forward to playing again in the future.
Absolutely. So everybody, we will see you back here next time. We see you living lives of love, joy, peace, health, prosperity in all ways, all ways. See you back here next time, everybody.
Do you hate selling yet love to be of service? In my free masterclass, you will discover 3 soulful secrets to client conversations that feel joyful, easy, and fun. Using these secrets, one of my clients made $8,000 in 1 week, and another client made $100,000 in less than 6 months. Register now at www.coachingfromspirit.com/masterclass.